Hey, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Becky Drager with us here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming by.
You are very welcome.
Becky is representing the Cass County Pheasants Forever chapter. This weekend you have an event for the youngsters coming up that sounds like it could be an awful lot of fun.
Yes, we're going to host a half-day youth-mentored pheasant hunt on Saturday morning.
How many years have you done this?
I have personally been involved for the past 3 years doing it. The chapter has done it for numerous years. I'm guessing probably 10, if not more, years. It goes back quite a ways.
Why is doing something like this important?
Well, it's helping keep the youth interested in the conservation, the outdoors, because we're going to start losing a lot of interest in that. There's other things that are taking up youth time, not just sports, but there's other activities that they're involved that they seem to not get to be able to go spend a lot of time outdoors doing other things.
Yeah, it's too easy to play with all those electronic gadgets.
Yes.
And not spend time enjoying what the good Lord gave us out there. But it's also a safety feature, too. It's an opportunity for youngsters not only to enjoy the outdoors, but to be able to do it safely.
Yes, we go through a small firearm safety event with them. We do a small demonstration of giving them the proper techniques of how they're supposed to handle their firearm in the field while they're hunting and make sure they know their surroundings. And we will be hunting with adults, of course. And there we also have some other adults that are bringing some dogs out with us to help make the day a little bit more interesting with the pheasants.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about Saturday. Where are you going to hunt?
We are going to hunt out southeast of town, of Atlantic, I should say. And then the event, we'll meet up at the Hy-Vee parking lot, 7:30 on Saturday morning. You'll look for, more than likely, just look for more guys dressed in hunting gear. Everybody's going to have probably an orange vest on, what have you not, kind of gather around the trucks. Then they're going to lead everybody out to where we're going to hunt. We're also going to have them do a clay shooting targets before we try to go so they can kind of get a feel for what it's like to try to shoot a moving target if they've never shot one. And then we're hoping to be able to get a pheasant or two. I think the memory serves right, limit is one per kid. So if they get a pheasant, that we can be able to do a cleaning demonstration.
Very good. There's no guarantees. There are no guarantees on this. It's not a protected hunt.
Nope, no guarantees. We are hunting wild birds.
It's a sport. That means they've got just as much chance to win as you do, I guess. Now, you said early on, I'm going to throw this back at you here, because you said just kind of look for the guys out there in the orange vests. Guys, well, there'll be girls there too, won't there?
Yes, there'll be girls there, I guess. Yeah, there will be girls there. We do not just have young boys. We do encourage young girls to come join us in on the fun. It's not just meant for guys, but I guess I'm used to saying guys because that's who my crew is.
Yeah. You didn't have anything like this to participate in when you were young.
Nope. I didn't get to take hunter safety until I was well in high school.
Yeah. It would have been a fun opportunity, though, for you, I suppose.
It would have been a fun opportunity. I did have the enjoyment of having an older brother be able to take me hunting when I was younger, and we had our good days.
Yeah, you've always been around it.
Yes.
Some of these youngsters who will participate in the youth hunt have probably the same way. They've probably largely always been around it, but some, is this kind of their first taste?
I do have two that are already pre-registered that they have not ever been pheasant hunting before. So I'm looking forward to being able to introduce them to this.
Do you know why they decided to do this? Do they have friends participating, maybe?
They do have friends participating, and then the one that is, he's coming from a little ways away. He's participating because it's not offered in the area of the state that he lives in.
Oh, excellent. Very good. So we are giving youngsters an opportunity they may not get in other places then, too. Awesome. This youth-mentored hunt that'll be going on today, or on Saturday, rather, is one that'll be open to youngsters how old?
Ages 12 to 16.
Are there any specific things you're looking for? Do they have to have their own weapons, for example? Do they have, I assume they have to dress appropriately. What should they do?
Well, they need to make sure that they have a shotgun with them, whether it's a 12-gauge or a 20-gauge, or if they have another gauge that they use. We will provide ammunition for a 12-gauge or a 20-gauge. If they do not have a firearm, I will try my best to attempt to find them one to use. We also require them to wear an orange safety vest, and ear protection and eye protection.
Okay.
And it's always kind of smart to have an orange hat on because you'll get into some tall weeds when we're out walking, and you may not be tall enough to get above those weeds, so that hat kind of helps designate where you are.
Absolutely. There's no charge for this event.
Nope, no charge whatsoever. We're even going to feed you lunch.
Oh, that's awesome. So they can come out and have a good time, learn a little bit about what they're doing. Is this limited in size? Is there a limit to how many you can handle?
We are. We are limited to the first 10 kids that get registered, and I am actually down to just 6 spots currently.
Okay, so there are some spots left, but if you're interested, you better get signed up here pretty quickly.
Yep.
Okay, very good. So now you said they're going to do some target shooting ahead of time.
Yes, we're going to do some clay target practicing. Okay. Going to do a shout out to Capel's Ace Hardware. They donated 2 boxes of clay targets for them to be able to shoot with that day.
Sure. Yeah. So I guess that's where I was going with this. I was kind of hoping that you probably had some folks that were helping to support what you're doing then too. Why is this important to the Pheasants Forever chapter? I mean, we kind of talked up front about why it's important to do these kinds of things to give the youngsters the opportunity to get them out there. But overall, what's the goal with Pheasants Forever in doing these types of things?
Well, we want to be able to make sure that there is no child left indoors. We want to introduce them to firearm safety, conservation, outdoor ethics, get them interested in leaving that electronic device in the house or whatever they're used to doing, just trying something new.
Mm-hmm. It's sometimes difficult to do those kinds of things, but you do have a pretty active chapter here in the county.
We do have a very active chapter here in the county. We're one of the very lucky counties, I would say, is how active we are.
And you would think if the kids see mom and dad enjoying something like that, that they would get interested too. It doesn't always happen, though.
No, it does not always happen.
What is the Pheasants Forever doing here in the county? Because I know you do a lot more than just the mentored youth hunt like this. You've got some other projects that you do with conservation efforts and safety efforts. There are a lot of things that you guys are involved in.
There are. The past couple of years, we've helped do the food plot over by Lake Anita. Mm-hmm. That's usually been used for there's a public hunting area over there. We've done the seed plot for usually used for dove hunting. So we're not just strictly sticking, trying to help with the pheasants. We're just trying to make sure that we're providing habitat for our wild birds that we do go hunting on.
Sure. Well, I know you have a big banquet every year. Is that your main fundraiser?
That is our main fundraiser of the year. And we also try to give out 1 or 2 scholarships every year at our banquet to a graduating senior that's in the county.
Very good. So kind of got your tentacles out there in a lot of different ways trying to help young people along. Very good. With Pheasants Forever, you've got a lot of opportunity to get outside. This, of course, is maybe the first opportunity for some of these youngsters to be able to get a bit of a taste of those types of things. Becky, why did you join Pheasants Forever in the first place?
Well, I happen to kind of like the outdoors a lot. My husband's pretty active in it. Our children are very active in being in outdoor activities. And as a family, this is one thing that we really enjoy doing.
Very good. And you can do it as a family, too.
Yes.
And it's a time to spend quality family time together.
Yes.
Not distracted by electronic gadgets and things. You actually get to talk to one another once in a while.
Yes, we do. We have had some interesting family outings and going out and not just hunting. We go out and do a little bit of walking around, checking out nature and the conservation. We ourselves have been in charge of a food plot not far from our house, and it's been very rewarding to see the hard work that we put into it and the fact that the bird population has really picked up. It's not just pheasants. We've seen some quails and, of course, some chuckers. The highlight, I guess, of this food plot that we helped install has been watching the covey of quails quite frequently. That was something that we really haven't had too much in the county here very frequently, and they seem to be coming back.
Very good. I was going to ask you how the pheasant population is this year. I guess you've already answered that, huh? Pretty good. Not too bad.
It is good. It could be better, but it is good.
Getting better. Very good. All right. Well, once again, that youth mentored hunt is coming up this Saturday, real quick here, October 21st. Give them the details one more time. What do they need to do?
Well, first of all, they better call me at 712-249-5130 to get registered. And then once they're registered, I have some of the paperwork that nobody likes to fill out. We'll meet at the Hy-Vee parking lot on Saturday morning at 7:30. You'll be looking for my husband, Mike Drager, Jared Olson, who is our president of the chapter, Alec Gutenfelder should be there, and we have a couple DNR officers joining us. Grant, I believe you pronounce his
Jelly?
Last as Jelly.
Yep.
He is joining us. I'm not for certain who else he's bringing with him, but look for those guys. They'll be standing there in orange vests around pickups. Randy Hennickson has also been offered to join us, and he's bringing a dog with him to help with the hunt, and Jared will bring his dog with also. So look for the congestion of people around the pickups to get there that morning.
So if mom and dad drop off the youngsters to participate in this, they don't have to worry that they're not going to be supervised. They'll be well supervised.
That they will be.
Excellent. All right. So do that again. Becky's number again, 249-5130. Make sure you get on that phone call and get those youngsters signed up before those opportunities disappear. Becky, thanks for coming by. Have fun.
Thanks, Jim. We will.